What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. Happy Tuesday. It is Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. Currently 9:15 p.m. Eastern Time. As I record this, on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Major League Baseball. Unfortunately, not coming to an agreement to end the lockout today with the Players Association. And therefore, not only is opening day canceled, but the first two series of the season for each team are officially canceled. Speaking of the Marlins, that means our first seven games are canceled, and they were all scheduled to be at home. The first series was going to be against the defending champion Atlanta Braves, followed by the Texas Rangers. They were coming to town after the Braves series. So it's unfortunate. The game has already gone down so much in recent memory, I would say, the last 10, maybe even more years, like, it's just gone completely down. And now when people see that there's a lockout, they're canceling games. We already had the shortened season two years ago. Obviously, that wasn't the league's fault or the association. That was just COVID. But now it's going to be two shortened seasons in 3 years. Like I said, the MLB has gotten way down at one point. And I feel like this was before I was born because I know like some people still refer to it as this, but America's pastime. I know that was always the thing. So it's kind of sad to see like how each and every year the MLB just continues to suffer and go down. And I mean, I would assume it starts at the top, the commissioners, the owners. I'm sure there's some complicated people as well in the Players Association. I haven't done a deep dive enough to all the info with this whole lockout because as you guys know on here, if you listen, like, you know, when it comes to sports, I love sports because of the sports side, the player, the draft, the free agency, the games, the playoffs, or the championships, the coaching, that's what I'm for. I don't get into all this like non-on-field news, I guess you could call it. You know what I'm saying? I don't really focus, and I don't plan on any time like deep diving into this whole lockout. At the end of the day, I just want the season to start. I hope both sides eventually come to an agreement. Everyone kind of gets at least some of what they want. You know what I'm saying? But it is sad that the first two series of the season are officially canceled for all the teams. So now we just wait and see what happens. Right now, I'm going to play a clip from Rob Manfred today. He talked to the media, and then following that, I'll play Max Scherzer, who is one of the player representatives for the MLB Players Association, talking to the press. But first is Commissioner Rob Manfred.
To the players' concerns and offered a compromise by accepting the 12-team format. Finally, we offered a procedural agreement that would allow for the timely implementation of sorely needed rules like the pitch timer and the elimination of shifts to improve the entertainment value of the game on the field. And we agreed to the universal DH. So what's next? The calendar dictates that we're not going to be able to play the first two series of the regular season, and those games are officially canceled. We're prepared to continue negotiations. We've been informed that the MLBPA is headed back to New York, meaning that no agreement is possible until at least Thursday. As such, camps could not meaningfully operate until at least March 8th, leaving only 23 days before the scheduled opening day.
All right, now here's a superstar pitcher of the Mets now, actually. I was watching this press conference. I had completely forgotten about free agency and all the moves that had happened because of this lockout. So, yeah, here's Mets superstar and future Hall of Fame pitcher Max Scherzer. Oh, and World Series champion, obviously, with the Nats. But here we go.
Specifically that we came into these negotiations understanding that the landscape across the game has changed and that more young players more than ever are entering the game and producing at high levels than we've ever seen before. We as players wanted to address that and obviously raise their level of compensation up relative to league revenues so that better reflected that compensation level. And so as we navigated through the process, we still feel that there's dollars to be allocated towards them that would fairly compensate their contributions on the field more so than what's on the table at this point. And as players, we recognize that and continue to fight for those guys, that it's not about Andrew or me in the free agent level, that it's us as the free agents looking backwards and realizing that we need to allocate more of those resources to them.
So there you have it. I'll be sure to post both of the links to both of these videos in the description of the episode. And in case you guys want to watch a more like extended version of the two press conferences that went down today after the 5 o'clock deadline. And I mean, yeah, like I said in the beginning, I'm not planning on deep diving into this because, like I said already, I'm about the sports side. I'm not about the non-sports side and all this drama and a bunch of lawyers and all these rules and the CBA. I have no interest in that. So I do not plan on deep diving into that whatsoever. But I was happy to hear, at least there's been some reports now to do it like free agency. And one of those reports indicated that the Baltimore Orioles, since before the lockout, have heavily been pursuing free agent superstar shortstop of the Houston Astros, Carlos Correa. I found that very interesting. And the reporter who reported that, his name is Raul Ramos. You guys could follow him on Twitter at Ramos Rowley. That's RamosRauli. He covers the Mets, Yankees, and the MLB for Con las Bases Full official. And he's an official writer of the Baseball Writers Association of America. And he also does some great work for Baseball Ahora, which is on YouTube and on Facebook. And speaking of Raul, he's actually going to be joining me tomorrow on the show. We're recording at around 2 o'clock on Zoom. Going to ask him, you know, I have a couple questions about, because when I saw this whole Correa to possibly going to the Orioles report, I was shocked, but I was also excited to see a team like Baltimore, who's never really aggressive when you think about it, or is able to bring in like big time players like a Correa. When I see that, it excites me. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, why not reach out to Raul, see if you'll, maybe for a couple minutes, he'd be down to talk to me. And yeah, just, you know, I'm going to ask him a couple questions about Correa. And also I'll ask to see if he has any other news or any other inside, like insights into other free agents or possibly other guys that the Orioles are interested in, or the, even, hey, maybe ask about the Marlins, who knows, but yeah, so make sure to stay tuned for that tomorrow. Should be coming out around 4-ish tomorrow, I would say. Around 3 or 4 tomorrow. I'll be posting it, obviously, like wherever you listen to the podcast or wherever you're listening to this right now. I'll post that episode with Raul tomorrow. But also, I'll be posting it on YouTube as well. So yeah, stay tuned for that. But yeah, so at least we had some report come out about free agency. I mean, it's been since December since anything's come out, obviously, because free agency is not able to go on since there's a lockout right now. So yeah, guys, I mean, I wanted to make sure to do this episode today. Obviously, I'm guessing the majority of you listening knew that no agreement was reached, but I still wanted to get my thoughts. Wanted to talk about Raul there, just to give you guys a heads up for tomorrow. And yeah, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Like I said, I'm just very much looking forward to this lockout ending. But I know it's in God's hands. You know what I mean? It's God's plan. Whatever happens is meant to be. And it's all going to be good at the end of the day for all the fans, players, owners, the commissioner, for all those involved and in baseball and whoever loves baseball. It's all going to be good at the end of the day. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Go Marlins. Until next time, everyone, take care.